Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Samach. We are holding on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Yesterday we began the third parak and we had three different halachos in the Mishnah, but we only discussed one of them so far. So today we're going to discuss the other two halachos in the Mishnah. We're going to talk about the case where a guy is Mekadesh an Isha La'achala Midyom, and then someone else comes and is Mekadesh her B'toch Shloshim Yom. So we said she's Mekadeshes L'sheni, because clearly the first guy did not intend to be Mekadesh her immediately. It's only going to be La'achala Midyom. And then case number three of the Mishnah is a guy who is Mekadesh Nisha Me'achshav L'achar Shloshim Yom, and someone comes and is Mekadesh her in between. So then the halach is the Mishnah that said Safek Mekadeshes, Mekadeshes Ve'enu Mekadeshes. So we're going to have a comment, the Gemara is going to have a comment about one of those halachos, but it's going to be unclear which of the halachos is, or we have machlokas rather, relating to one of those halachos, but it's going to be somewhat unclear which of the halachos, the machlokas, actually relates to. The Gemara is going to talk about if one guy is Mekadesh Anisha Me'achshav L'achar Lamed Yom, the other one comes Me'achshav L'achar Chaf Yom, the other one comes Me'achshav L'achar Asar Yomim. So what do we do with all of these different Maisa Kiddushin? Are we Choshesh for all of them, for some of them? The Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara is also going to quote the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is different. We're going to have three different basic approaches to how we understand these Lashonos of Kiddushin. The guy says, Me'achshav Ula Achar Shloshim Yom. What exactly does he mean? So there are going to be three different approaches in the Amoraim. Is he changing his mind? Is it a Tanai? Is it in some way saying, I'm half Mekadesh you, but the Kiddushin is not yet a full Kiddushin? And then the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph is going to present four cases where a man makes his Kiddushin dependent on Masayim Zuz. That I have Masayim Zuz, that I show you Masayim Zuz, that I give you Masayim Zuz. Different cases of Masayim Zuz. The Gemara is going to compare that to a very similar Mishnah that we have when it comes to a get. That we have very similar Mishnahs when it comes to Kiddushin and when it comes to get. And then the majority of Amud Beis is really going to be about Kala, or the major topic of Amud Beis is Kala Omer Almanas Ka Omer Me'achshav Dami. Do we assume that whenever you say the words Almanas, you really want it to be Chal Limafreya? Or do we assume that no, that Almanas means if and when, but not that it's going to be Chal Limafreya? So let's begin at the two dots. We're a little bit behind, so all the way back up at the two dots, Mekudeshes L'sheni, about 15 lines before the end of the page, on Nun Tesan Beis. So the second case of the Mishnah, a guy says, Reuven says to a woman, I'm Mekadesh you La'achar Lamed Yom, I'm giving you the money now, but the Kiddushin is going to be Chal La'achar Lamed Yom. Shimon comes and is Mekadesh the woman in the interim, within those 30 days. The halach is, she's Mekudeshes to Shimon, to the second guy. Amarav Mekudeshes L'sheni L'olam. And she remains Mekudeshes to Shimon forever. Meaning that's the real marriage. Reuven's marriage is totally not binding. He never had Makom to be Chal because Shimon was fully married to her by the time the 30 days were up. Ushmuel Amar Mekudeshes L'sheni Ad Lamed Yom. No, she's only going to be Vade Mekudeshes to Shimon until the 30 days. La'achal Lamed Yom Paki Kiddushay Sheni Vegamri Kiddushay Rishon. But once the 30 days are up, Shimon's marriage disappears and Reuven's marriage comes in and lands. Yosef Rav Chisda V'Kakashalei Kiddushay Sheni B'mai Paki. Wait a second. We know how marriage ends. Marriage ends in one of two ways. There's either death or there's divorce. What happened over here? There is no get. There is no death. All of a sudden, Shimon's marriage is just going to disappear. It's going to fly away. It doesn't work like that. There is no halachic mechanism for that. Amle Rav Yosef, Mar Aresha Masnila V'Kashale. Yeah, because you had this discussion about whether it remains this way forever or Safek, this whole Machlok Rav Shmuel, you taught it in the context of case number two in the Mishnah where the guy says, I'm a Kaddish Yilachar Shloshim Yom, so obviously you're going to have trouble because it doesn't really fit case number two. Rav Yehuda Aseifa Masnila V'lo Kashale. Rav Yehuda taught this Machloka Samurayim did not relate to case number two, but rather to case number three, where a guy says to a woman, Reuven says to the woman, not that I'm being Mekadesh U'la'achar Shloshim Yom, but I'm being Mekadesh U Me'achshav U'la'achar Shloshim Yom. And then Shimon comes 15 days later and is Mekadesh the woman. That's where we have the Machlokas. Me'achshav U'la'achar Shloshim Yom Chulei. So Amarav, so the Mishnah said the Allah is Safek Kiddushin. So that's where Amarav, Mekadesh Shloshim Yom Mekadesh Liolam. It remains a Safek Kiddushin. kiddushin forever, meaning she's mekadeshes veinu mekadeshes to both parties forever. Ushmuel amar mekadesh veinu mekadeshes ella ad lamed yom. That no, she remains besafek up until day 30. Balach alamid paki kiddushe sheni vegamri kiddushe rishon. But once 30 days passes, Shimon's kiddushin disappears, and that's okay. We understand why it disappears, because it had been preempted by Reuven's kiddushin. Reuven's kiddushin was supposed to be chal lemafreya. So you just need to wait till the 30 days comes. Once you hit that 30-day mark lemafreya, you go back to the beginning of the 30 days, and that's and Reuven's kiddushin is chal. So l'rav, so why does Rav think it's a safek kiddushin forever? Because l'rav mesafkalei itano havai ichazara havai. Rav isn't sure how to interpret me'ach shavlachar shloshim yom. What did the guy mean? Did the guy mean to make a tanai? You're right. If he meant to make it tonight, then Reuven is definitely the husband. But maybe he didn't mean to make it tonight. That if 30 days comes, then the Mafreya, you'll be Mekadeshes to me. No, maybe it was Chazar Avai. Maybe what he really was trying to do is to change his mind. That Harei Mekadeshes li Me'achshav. No, not Me'achshav. Lachar Shloshim Yom. Maybe that's what he really meant to do. So he only wanted the Kiddushin to be Chal Lachar Shloshim Yom. Well, guess what? Shimon came within that time, and Shimon's Kiddushin should then be Chal. So that's why Rav says it remains a suffix forever. We're not sure what he meant. But l'shmuel pshitale de tanah havai. Shmuel was certain that it definitely counts as a tanai, and therefore once 30 days comes, Reuven is the real husband, Shimon is not the real husband. Ubeplukta dahani tanai. This whole discussion of whether it's a tanai or a chazara is actually a machlokas tanaim. Titanya me'ayom alachar misa get ve'eno get divrei chachamim. If a man gives his wife a get, me'ayom alachar misa, the chachamim say it's a suffix get. Rebbe Omer kazeh get. Rebbe says, no, it's definitely a valid get. So don't you see it's the same machlokas? Meaning clearly, if it's a tanai, it's going to be a valid get. So Rebbe holds, yeah, it's a tanai. It's clearly me'achshav, a tanai. He's saying, me'ayom alachar misa, let it be chal now, al tanai, that I die. So it's definitely going to be a good get. But the chachamim think it's a suffix because they're not sure. Is it a tanai that if he dies it's going to be chal l'mafreya, or is it maybe a chazara? He was saying mehayom. Nah, I changed my mind. La'achar misa. Well, ain't get la'achar misa. You can't change your mind and have a get work. La'achar misa, getting don't work la'achar misa. So says Gemara, okay, that is in fact, that does seem to be in fact the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, but if that's the case, that presents a problem because we're learning it as a machlokas amoraim, Rav and Shmuel. So instead of Rav and Shmuel pretending like they're the ones that invented this machlokas, v'neima Rav halacha k'rabbanan, let Rav say that I paskin like the chachamim, that it's a suffix whether it's a tanai or chazara, v'neima Shmuel halach k'rabbi, and let Shmuel say that I paskin like Rebbe that it's definitely a tanai. So tzricha, no, we need to be told again by the Amoraim that the same machlokas applies by kiddushin as it does by gittin, because one would not have necessarily applied the machlokas tanayim by gittin to a case of kiddushin. Dilu amarav alach rabbanan. If Rav would have said alach like the rabbanan have amin alsem delur chokakasi, that I would have said that yeah, you know when we paskin like the rabbanan that it's a suffix what he means when he's divorcing her, where he's trying to distance himself from her. Aval hachad delur chokakasi. But maybe when he's trying to marry her, when he's trying to bring her close, he'd be molded to Shmuel that it's a tanai, and that he actually wants it to be chal right now, and that he's not changing his mind and pushing off being mekai. It's a get is something a person is more likely to change his mind and want to push off. A kiddushin, he's much less likely to want to push off. Adrab, chasan, kala, they get engaged. When are you going to get married? As soon as we can. What's the earliest date? They want to get married right away. V'iyam or Shmuel halacha k'rebi. And if Shmuel would have just said that halacha is like Rebbe, that it's simply clearly a tanai, havamina hasam didn't get lachar misa, I would say, of course it's a tanai by a get, because he can't mean that it's going to be a get after he dies. Ain't get lachar misa, that means it's not a get at all. Aval hachad yesh kedushin lachalamid, ein modded rav. But over here, where the second half of the sentence is not after I die, the second half of the sentence is 30 days from now, and it's certainly possible to have a kiddushin in 30 days from now, so I might think he's modded to rav. Tzricha. That's why we need both of these cases. That's why we need Rav and Shmuel to have this machlokas when it comes to kiddushin, even though Rebbe and the Rabbanan already had the machlokas when it comes to a get. Amar Abaye, Ultaimi de Rav, according to Rav's understanding of everything, that it's a suffix. We don't know. When he says, Me'achshav lachar shloshim yom, does he mean that al tonight that 30 days comes, let it be chalim afreya, or does he mean to change his mind? I thought I wanted it now. No, I changed my mind. I want it to be lachar shloshim yom. Rav isn't sure. So according to that uncertainty, what would you do in the following case? Reuven comes on January 1st and says, "Your mukadesh is to me me'achshav lachar shloshim yom, 30 days from now." And then Shimon comes on January 2nd and says, "Harei mukadesh is to me me'achshav lachar esrim yom. Your mukadesh is to me me'achshav in 20 days from now." Uba Acher, and then Levi comes on January 3rd, Va'amar La ancestor, Harem Mekadesh Tzmi Me'achshav Lachar Asara Yamin. That you should be Mekadesh Tzmi Me'achshav and 10 days from now. So let's think it through. If all each of them mean a Tanai, that it's all going to be Chalim Afreya, then Reuven is the one's Mekadisher, his comes first. But if each one is a Chazara, they're all changing their minds. So the Me'achshav is ignored. It's a Chazara. They all mean the date that they're pointing to in the future. Well, then Levi is the real husband. Because Levi's La'achar Ex Yamim is the first one. He only said 10 days, whereas Shimon said 20 and Reuven said 30. So says the Gemara, she's going to need a get from Reuven and Levi, but not from Shimon, because whichever way you understand it, manavshach. If it's a Tanai, well then clearly Reuven's Kiddushin was first, because it goes back Lemafreya, and Reuven was the first one to give the Kiddushin. And if it was changing his mind, then only Levi's was a Kiddushin, because his end date was the earliest end date. So it says, Marpshita. Well, obviously that's the halacha. We were able to figure that out on our own. If you're not sure whether it's a Tanai or Chazar, play out both possibilities and see what could happen. And in neither possibility is Shimon the husband. So obviously, you're not going to need to get from Shimon. Says the Gemara, no, one might have thought that you do need to get from Shimon. Mao detema, the Havamin is as follows. Hai lishna mashma tana umashma chazara. One might have thought that when you say, me'achsha v'la'achar ex yamim, one might have thought that that could mean two different things. That some people, when they say such a lashon, mean a tanai. Some people, when they say such a lashon, mean a chazara. And it doesn't always have to conform. Not everybody means the same thing. It's not that we're mesubah, that it means something, and we're just not sure what it always means. No, it doesn't always mean anything. Different people mean different things when they say that. And therefore, v'tibayi gita mikol chad v'chad, therefore, maybe you do need to get from Shimon, because maybe when Reuven said, me'achshav lachar shloshim yom, it was a chazara. But when Shimon and Levi said it, it was a Tanai. Or maybe when Reuven said it, it was a, yeah, you don't know. When Reuven and Shimon said it, it was a Tanai. When Levi said it, it was a Chazara. So that's why you're going to need to get from Shimon. And that's why it teaches us that no, you don't need to get from Shimon. It always means one thing or the other. We're just not sure what it always means. That's the Maskana. But the Havamina is that it doesn't always mean one thing or the other. Good. So far we have Rav and we have Shmuel. We have two possibilities of how to understand such a lashon of me'achshav lachar shloshim yom. Does it mean that we're mesupak whether it's a tanai or a chazara, or are we absolutely certain that it's a tanai? Ula am Rabbi Yochanan afilu mea tov simba. Then Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, no, even 100 people keep on this pattern. Now me'achshav lachar mea yom. The next one me'achshav lachar tishim v'teishi yom. Me'achshav lachar, and you can have 100 people following this pattern, all of them have a sense of tfisas kiddushin. Unlike what we just said, that bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, they're not. The Shimon is definitely not going to be mekadeshes. The middle one is definitely not going to be mekadesh the Isha. But over here, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says 100 people could have tfisas kiddushin on this one woman. V'cheinam Rav Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan afilu mea tov sinba. Amleim Rav Sharsha b'rei de Rav Ami de Rav Asi. That by saying that I'm a mekadesh u'me'achshav u'lachar shloshim yom, I'm leaving room for the next guy because I'm not making a full 100% commitment to Kiddushin in the moment, and that leaves room for someone else. So that when that someone else comes along and says, Me'achshav l'achar asur yom, his Kiddushin is chal also, but he also left a little room for someone else to come along and say, L'achar asur yom. So each one's like a row of bricks, where when you don't pile bricks directly lined up one on top of the other, because that would be a very unsturdy wall. When you make line up bricks, you have that you leave a little bit off at the end. So that's what we're doing. Each one leaves off a little bit at the end. As Rashi writes, meaning when Rabbi Yochanan says that there's tefisas kedushin for even the middleman, for even Shimon, in the case that we said before, it's not because the words me'achshav l'achar shloshim yom could mean Tanai sometimes and could sometimes mean Chazara, and that we're not sure what each of these fellows meant, because then Rabbi Yochanan would not have used the word Tovsin. Tovsin implies Dein Tfisala Be'echan Mehen. Tovsin would only apply to one of them in those cases, meaning only one of them would actually have Tfis, so we just don't know which one it is. If the Svara for Rabbi Yochanan were, as we suggested before, that there could be a mix and match, some of them meant Tanai, some of them meant Chazara, he never would have used the word Tofsin for all of them, because in reality, in that case, only one of them would have had a Tfisas Kiddushin. It's just we don't know which one. Umiduktani Tofsin, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan uses such a word, Tofsin, Mashma Desir Leishesh Batzad Kiddushin Lekulhu. That implies that he holds that on some level, they're all married to her, simultaneously. They're all somewhat married to her. Not fully married, but somewhat married to her. So, the Kol Chad V'Chad, Baglimor, the Kol Chad V'Chad, each one left a little space for his friend's kiddushin to be chal. So Masr Rav Chanina asked the following: Me'ayom ulachar misa get ve'eno get. A guy says, "Let this get be chal me'ayom ulachar misa." It's a suffek get. Ve'imeis chaletzas v'lomis yavemes. And if he dies, let there be chalitza and no yibum. So I understand this is very good according to Rav, meaning Rav said we're not sure, does he mean a Tanai or does he mean a Chazara? So you're going to have to say it's a Suffolk get, we don't know. If he meant a Chazara and he really means Lachar Misa, well then it's definitely not a get. If he meant a Tanai, it is a get. So we're going to require a Chalitza, everything's a Suffolk. L'Shmuel Nami, Shmuel's not going to have a problem with this either, because Hamani Rabbani Ivan Adam Karebi. Shmuel will say, yeah, this was a Machlokas Tanai, I happen to have Paskin the other way. I Paskin that it's definitely a Tanai, but I understand that this Bryce is going like the Rabbanan, who think that it's a Suffolk. El Rabbi Yochanan Domer Shiura Havi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, whenever you use such a Lashon Me'ayom, and then in the future, that it's a Shiura, that you're saying, I am partially being Mekadishu, or in this case, partially being Megarishu. Kolgita de Meshayir Bavlo Klumhu. Any get that leaves any part of it open, that leaves it incomplete, is not a get at all. It's worthless. You want to be mechadish that there's such a thing as a partial kiddushin, fine. You cannot say the same thing by a get, and therefore, yivume miyavim. She is fully married, and she should require yibum if the husband dies. Because it's not just chalisa. She should actually require yibum, because such a get is totally invalid. Why is it so obvious that such a get is totally invalid? So Rashi writes, because by get we have a din of davra kores beno levena, that in order for a get to be a get krisus, it has to be an absolute severance of all ties beno levena. If it leaves something open-ended, then that's by definition it's not a get. Tosso says that he doesn't think that that's correct, because then you can ask the same thing by Kiddushin. That Kiddushin has to be an absolute commitment. After all, Makish Havaya Liyitzia, we have this Hekish where we link Kiddushin to Gittin. So as absolute as a get has to be, so too does a Kiddushin based on the Hekish Havaya Liyitzia. So rather, Tosso says that it's, Tosso says, L'kach Nir Elomar Devadei B'chi Agav Navi Krisus. Now it definitely counts as a Krisus. Elach Perusha Kol Gita De Meshayir B'Lav Klumu Kivin She'en Yochel Yos Nigmar Elach Misa. If you are being Mishayer in the get in such a way where the get can only become complete after the guy dies, that's your problem. Ain get lachar misa. You cannot leave the conclusion of the get to after death. You can't have a get la'achar misa. That's the real issue over here. But bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have some trouble. Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you say me'ayom la'achar misa, would she require chalitza, safek get? No, you say according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's zero in terms of a get, and therefore if the husband dies, yibum. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rava, get lahotzi, umisa lahotzi. Mashashir get kam rasa misa. Well, what's the problem over here? Why can't you leave a little bit of this get over and let misa finish the job? After all, get and misa are like two sides of the same coin. They both accomplish ending a marriage. So why can't a get accomplish half of the end of the marriage? And misa will just finish the job. It will be the makah bepatish on the end of the marriage. And that's why it's viewed almost like it's viewed as if it's a safek. So I'm like, Abaye, me dummy. Abaye says, no. Get and misa, yes, they both accomplish the end of the marriage, but as far as the yavam is concerned, they accomplish opposite things. They're not two sides of the same coin. They're two sides of a scale. As much as one is accomplishing, the other one is going in the other direction. Get motzio mi rishus yavam. A get takes her out of the rishus of the yavam. Meaning, as far as the yavam is concerned, if she had a get from his brother, then it's an issur kares. He's absolutely not allowed to be with her. Misa machlis rishus yavam. But if she had misa sabal, if his brother died, then he has a mitzvah sibum. Then that's more of a reason for it to be in his rishus. So they are not at all two sides of the same coin. So what's the pshat over here? How's Rabbi Yochanan going understand a get me'ayom la'achar misa to be a safek, and she's going to require chalitza? What do you mean? It should be a zero, and she should require a yibum. Elo amar abayi hasam time amai gzeri mishum me'ayom emati harez a get. Now, you know what? You're right. Should require yibum. But we say instead of yibum, do chalitza because we're afraid that people are going to confuse me'ayom la'achar misa with mehayom im mati. Now mehayom im mati is for sure a tenai and for sure a valid get. So if we tell someone in the case of mehayom la'achar misa, yeah, do yibum. Well, then someone might come to do yibum even in the case of mehayom im mati, and that would be terrible because mehayom im mati is definitely a valid get. So there is no yibum situation. So in order to avoid such confusion, we say play it safe. Chalitza. Whenever someone says the word me'ayom and he mentions misa in the same breath, we don't have to pay such careful attention. Chalitza. The answer is always going to be chalitza. Says Gemara, if we want them to conform to each other, you know, the halacha is if a guy says me'ayom imati, is that you don't need anything, that you don't need chalitza. We assume it's a valid get. We make a gzer me'ayom alachar misa that require chalitza just in case you confuse it. So ask the Gemara, v'nigzer me'ayom imati detachlots, ata me'ayom alachar misa. Why don't we say in the reverse, that make a gezeira that me'ayom imati you should require a chalitza, lest you get confused that in the case of me'ayom alachar misa you end up requiring nothing. Meaning, just like we're concerned that someone will take a case of me'ayom alachar misa and treat that like a case of me'ayom imati, shouldn't we be concerned that a person will take a case of me'ayom imati and treat it like a case of me'ayom alachar misa and that would be problematic as well? Meaning, the other way around. Shouldn't we be concerned that a person will take me'ayom alachar misa and treat it like a case of me'ayom imati and not require anything and not even require a chalitza, and that would be terrible also? So says Gemara, no, because imat ha'omer chaletzes, if you were to take a case of me'ayom imati and tell her she requires chalitza, misyavemes. They might do yibum, and that's also a concern. We have to be worried about that also. That in the case of me'ayom imati, like we said, it's definitely a get. She has no yibum situation. Once you start telling her, ah, do chalitza, then we run the risk of them saying, chalitza, yibum, there's a zika over here. I was talking to Rav Asher Weiss yesterday, Rabbi Savlovsky, about we had a call with Dr. Glad about the Zika virus and halachic issues that come up. And Rabbi Savlovsky said to me afterwards, I thought they were talking about Yavamis at first. They were talking about Zika. I didn't realize it. Okay, so says Gemara, Hachanami Yimata Omer Choletzes Misyavemes. So we hear also, if you can say Choletzes, she might come to do Yibum, meaning even in the case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa, shouldn't you worry that you might come to do Yibum? So says Gemara, yeah, but so what? That's really the halacha. Really the halacha is, Me'ayom Alachar Misa, that you need Yibum. So tisyave, maybe kach klum, good, so you'll come to do yibum. And that would be the real din. Chashash midrabbanu, it's only chashash midrabbanan because of the confusion of me'ayom imati that we said not to do yibum in the first place. So we're not afraid to tell her to do chalitza in the case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa, because worst case scenario, she might come to do Yibum. Okay, so she comes to do Yibum. That's really what the Alachar requires anyway. Okay, new Mishnah. Homer Lisha. Now this whole Mishnah is going to be about making the Kiddushin hinge on 200 zuz. So, but four different cases, four different formulations. So Homer Lisha Harei Mekadesh Li Amnasha Etein L'Chamasayim Zuz. A guy says, I'm being Mekadesh on the condition that I will give you 200 zuz. Harei Mekadesh Li Etein. Then as long as he gives her 200 zuz, it's a Kiddushin. Case number two. On the condition that I give you 200 zuz within 30 days. Well, then also pretty straightforward. If he gives it to her within 30 days, they're married. If he doesn't give it to her within 30 days, they're not married. The Gemara will discuss what the chiddush is. If he says, I'm being mekadesh you on the condition that I have masayim zuz, then she's mekadesh as long as he actually has masayim zuz. If it's on the condition that I show you Masayim Zuz, Harezim Mukadeshas Vierala. So then he has to show her Masayim Zuz, and if he does, then she's Mukadeshas. But Vim Herala Shulchanena Mukadeshas. It has to be that he shows her his Masayim Zuz. If he happens to be a money changer and he has a lot of other people's money, he can't say, look at that, you see all that money over there? Like Almanas, that I show you a mansion. So he takes her to the Berkshires or something and says, you see, there's a mansion. No, he means she understands that it means that it's going to be his, and that's what she's marrying into. So then if he shows her something that belongs to someone else, then it's Eina Mekadeshes. Itmar, Rafuna Amar, Vihu Yitain. Going back to the first case of the Mishnah, a guy was Mekadesh Nisha, Al Manas, that I will give you Masayim Zuz. So he said she's Mekadeshes, Vihu Yitain. What does it mean, Vihu Yitain? So Rafuna says it means Limafreya, that if on January 1st he says, Al Manas, that I give you Masayim Zuz, he doesn't actually give it to her until February 1st. Still, they're married already going back to January 1st. Rav Yehuda Amar, Likeshe Yitain. Yehuda says, no, they're married from February 1st. From the moment he gives the money, that's when the Kiddushin is complete. The Kiddushin does not go back to Mafreya. Ravuna amar v'hu yitain tanavi, mekayim tanav azil. Ravuna says it works to Mafreya because the giving of the Masayim Zuz is simply a tanai. He was Mekadesh Nisha, al tanai that he gives her Masayim Zuz. Now he has fulfilled his tanai. Rav Yehuda amar likashe yitain, l'chi yoev hava kiddushay. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's only when he gives it to her that it's a kiddushin, has to be a law of a kiddushin. But right now, it's not a kiddushin. Meaning, he's saying that this ma'isa kiddushin is only becomes complete when I give you masayim zuz. He's adding an element to the ma'isa kiddushin of giving masayim zuz. My benayil, my nafkamina, whether the kiddushin is the mafraya or the kiddushin is mikana laba. So the nafkamina is very obvious. Sika benayu, shapashi yadav a kibla kiddushin me'acher. What if sometime in middle of January she was mekabel kiddushin from another guy? The rafuna law of a kiddushin, rafuna would say we could ignore that kiddushin because the first guy's kiddushin is going to preempt it. The Rav Yehuda have a kiddushin, but according to Rav Yehuda, we cannot ignore that kiddushin. It's actually a binding kiddushin because the first guy's kiddushin was never complete yet. We have the same machlokas when it comes to get. Mishnah says a guy says to a woman, you should be mgreshes, al manas that I give you masayim zuz. So if he gives her masayim zuz, I'm sorry, al manas that you give me masayim zuz. If she gives him masayim zuz, then they're divorced. Sayit ma rafuna mar vihi titain. Rafuna again says it works back lemafreya. As soon as she gives them masayim zuz, they're divorced back to the time where the get was originally given. Rav Yehuda Amar Likesh Atitain. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's only going to be Mikana Laba when the Masayim Zuz is handed over. Rav Huna Amar Vihi Titain, that it's going to be Lemafreya Tanahavi, Mekayma Tanah Vazla. It's a Tanai, and therefore it goes back to the original time of the get. Rav Yehuda Amar Likesh Atitain, Lechiyav Lehuda Viget, Hashemi Allah Viget, that it's not a Tanai, it's extending the process of the get until the point where the money is actually given. My benayu, so what's the nafkamina between the two, between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So says the Gemara, nafkamina is very simple. Ike benayu, sheneskara haget o sha'avad. What if the get disappears in the interim. The get gets torn, the get gets lost in the interim. So the Rav Huna have a get. Rav Huna says it doesn't matter because the get was there on January 1st, and that's all we care about. That was this, that's the actual chalos of the get, and it existed at that time. The Rav Yehuda lo have a get, but Rav Yehuda would say, no, the get needs to be there today when the money changes hands, because that's when the divorce is actually happening. Now, Tosfos raises the obvious question. We just had the same exact machlokas by Kiddushin, and we said l'may nafkamina, and the nafkamina was a very good pasha nafkamina. If she accepts Kiddushin from someone else, is she still married? Is she married to the first guy, or is she not married to the first guy? So can the Kiddushin be chal? Why don't we say the same nafkamina over here? Is the get going to be chal with the first guy or not? If the get was chal with the first guy, and she accepts Kiddushin from someone else, good, the Kiddushin is good. If the get was not chal yet with the first guy, and she accepts Kiddushin from someone else, no, it doesn't work. She's still married to the first guy. That's a perfectly good nafkamina. Why do we have to come up with new nafkaminas? So says Tosfos, for Rasul Shnuya Yikabinai of the Pashli Yad of Kibbul Kiddushin Me'acher Kedilael, we don't want to give the same nafkamina. Dim Kena Yitzarach Lamed Vavhuna Tzricha Get Misheni, L'Rav Yehuda Eina Tzricha Get Misheni. Because then we would have to spell out the nafkamina that according to Rav Huna, she needs a get from this second guy, and according to Rav Yehuda, she doesn't need a get from the second guy. But that wouldn't be entirely true, because even Rabbi Yehuda would say she still needs a get me suffek at least, meaning that even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's at least a suffek that maybe the first guy's get was in fact valid, and she's still going to need a get from the second guy. So Natal says, okay, I'll flip the question around. Why, when we had this machlokas by Kiddushin, didn't we give this nafkamina that the Kiddushin is lost, or that the Kiddushin got stolen? The kes of Kiddushin is no longer here. I mean, by the get, we said, what's the nafkamina, whether it was the mafer or mikana laba? The get disappeared in the interim. Why don't you say the same thing by Kiddushin? The kes of Kiddushin disappeared in the interim. So Tos points out that because kes of Kiddushin disappearing in the interim doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference. As long as at the moment that he gave it to her b'toras kiddushin, not b'toras milva, not b'toras pikadon. He gave it to her b'toras kiddushin. It doesn't need to exist anymore at the time that the kiddushin is chal. Whereas by a get, the get has to be in the world at the time that the gerushin is chal. That's what we pointed out. I think it was in yesterday's daf, right? We pointed that out, that if a guy gives something b'toras milva to the woman and then says, I want you to be mekadeshes to me with the money that I gave you, well, that's too late. You can't be mekadesh milva. If he gives it to b'toras pikadon, watch this for me, watch this item for me, and then he later says, I want to be mekadesh you with it, so then that's fine, only if it's still here, because he's only trying to be mekadesh with her once he says that. So it has to still be there when he says it. But if he gives it to her initially as kiddushin and says, yes, this is the maisa kiddushin, the chalos is going to be lachar lamidyom, well, it doesn't still, the money doesn't still have to be there 30 days later. The maisa kiddushin is done right now, the money does not have to be there 30 days later. But anyway, so we have this machlokas both when it comes to get and when it comes to kiddushin. Utsricha, why do I need the machlokas in both cases? Diash min gabi kiddushin. If we only would have had the machlokas by kiddushin, Rav Huna mishum de l'krova kasi, I would say, yeah, that's where Rav Huna would say it, because l'krova kasi, I mean, that's where Rav Huna would say that it's gonna work l'mafreya, because you're trying to marry her, so you want it to happen as soon as possible. So aval gerushin, but when you're divorcing her, de l'rachka kasi, where it's something a person tries to push off, say mamodele Rav Yehuda, maybe Rav Huna would be moda that he doesn't intend for it to be l'mafreya, he only wants it to be chal later on. And if we only had the machlokas stated with regard to the get, maybe that's where Rav Huna says that it works the mafreya, because he's not going to be embarrassed to ask her for the money. Meaning the case was that it's almanas that she gives him 200 zuz. Well, they're going to be divorced anyway, so he's going to be perfectly comfortable to go after her for the money. But in a case where there's kiddushin and it's almanas that he's going to give her 200 zuz, but they're going to be married and she's going to be embarrassed to ask for it, she's not going to want it. Maybe it'll be modet Rav Yehuda that they cannot be married until he delivers, because she has no smichas das until then. Meaning, since she's not going to be assertive enough to ask for it, we can't say, oh, okay, you'll be married and don't worry, you'll pay up for your marriage whenever you get a chance. because she's not going to have smichus das, that that's good enough, since she's never going to want to ask him for the money. Tzricha, that's why we need to be told both cases. Now the Ritva points out, you can't say that what the Gemara means by this is that the woman could be tovea the husband in a beis din, that you must fulfill your tanai, because she can't force him to fulfill this tonight to pay the money. If he doesn't want to fulfill the tonight, so then there just won't be a kiddushin. But what you can say is, listen, either knos or ptor, you know, pick a side. You can't be married to me and not fulfill the tonight. So either fulfill the tonight and you'll be married to me, or don't fulfill the tonight and then let me go marry someone else. But you certainly can't leave me in aguna, you know, hanging in the balance over here. So meisvei, the Gemara asks the following: Harezi kitech al zus. If a person gives a get almanas that she gives him 200 zuz, even if the get disappears, still the mugureshes. But she can't marry someone else until the get is delivered. And another brisa. A guy gives a get almanas that the wife is going to pay him 200 zuz, umes, and then the man dies. Nasna ein zukuk aliyavam. If she had given the money while he was alive, she will not require yibum. Lo nasna zukuk aliyavam. But if she had not given the money, she's now going to require yibum. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you can give to one of the relatives. You don't know, it doesn't have to be to that guy per se. So even if he's dead, you could still give to one of his relatives. So what's the machlokas? Adkan lo pligi el demarsav alivil lo liyorshay marsav rafil liyorshay. The whole machlokas over here is, when he said almanas that you give me 200 zuz, did he mean it has to be me while I'm alive, or did he mean me or whoever stands in my stead after I die? But everyone seems to agree that, let's say the guy would have said explicitly almanas that you give me or any of my yorshim 200 zuz, everyone would agree that even after the guy dies, she can give the 200 zuz, and then it will turn out that l'mafreya she was divorced. So you see that tiyufta to Rav Yehuda, it's a major tiyufta on Rav Yehuda. This sounds like Rav Huna, that it works back l'mafreya, that it's not only mikan l'abba, she's delivering the 200 zuz after her husband's dead, and still we're saying that they're divorced. Obviously, it works l'mafreya. So amalach Rav Yehuda hamani Rebbe. Rav Yehuda would say, nah, that follows the opinion of Rebbe, which I don't paskin like. Meaning it's a machlokas tanaim, dam Rav Huna amar Rebbe, kolomar almanas kom me'achshav dami. Rebbe holds, whenever you say almanas, it always works l'mafreya. Upligi Rabbanan le, the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe, and I happen to agree with Rabbanan. Vana dami k'Rabbanan, I hold like the Rabbanan. Gufa, amar Rav Huna amar Rebbe, kolomar almanas kom me'achshav dami. Anyone who says almanas, it means l'mafreya. Amar Rebbe Zeir ki avinu be'bavel, when I was in Bavel, I've they would point out that the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe about this issue, that they don't think that whenever you say Amanas Kom Me'achshav Dami. Ki Salki L'Hasam, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rabasi Diyasi V'Kamer L'Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Modemar Amanas Kom Me'achshav Dami. I heard them saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that anyone who says Amanas is as if you're saying that it should be L'Mafreya. Lo nechluku ella me'ayom alachar misa. And the whole machlokas tanaim is only if you say me'ayom alachar misa, meaning that almanas, all the tanaim agree, is the mafreya. Me'ayom alachar misa is the only machlokas. Vatanya, and the Brisa seems to say that, because the Brisa says, me'ayom alachar misa get ve'eno get divrei chachamim, Rebbe yomer kezeh get, that when you say me'ayom alachar misa, the chum mold, it's a safek get, and Rebbe holds, no, it's a definite get. So you see that the whole machlokas is me'ayom alachar misa. So frankly, the Rav Yehuda dam Rav Almanas nami pligi, according to Rav Yehuda, that the machlokas tanoim applies both in the case of Almanas and in the case of me'ayom alachar misa. Why does the Brisa only record the machlokas about me'ayom alachar misa? So the mifli me'ayom alachar misa nifli b'almanas. Instead of recording the machlokas in the case of me'ayom alachar misa, why don't you record the machlokas in the case of almanas? So says more l'diacha koch the Rebbe. We want to show just how serious Rebbe is, that Rebbe holds even me'ayom alachar misa is k'me'ach shavdami. The me'ayom alachar misa nami hareza get, that even me'ayom alachar misa, even though he's mentioning misa, and we know ain't get lachar misa, and he's saying the words, so still, hareza get. Why don't you say the machlokas? Why don't we formulate the machlokas in the case of almanas and let in order to highlight that the rabbanon hold that it's not a good get even in the case of almanas? Says more koch teira adif. We'd rather highlight the opinion of Rebbe, which is the koch teira, which says that it's a good get that she's not going to require yibum or chalitza. So if we could highlight one opinion or the other, we're going to choose the case that highlights the divrei amatir. So then the Mishnah went on to say, Almanas she'etein l'chamikan, if a guy says, Almanas, I give you 200 zuz within X amount of time. So only if he gave it within X amount of time are they ishi mekudeshes. Pshita, of course, that was the deal. So says Marno, ma'udete malav tanayu l'zuzikamar. One might have thought that it's not a real tanayu, it was just a ziruz, it was just a way of saying, let's really get this done. Kamashvlan, that's what it tells me, no, no, he was serious, it's really a tanayu. Almanas she'eshli masayim zuz. He says, on the condition that I have masayim zuz, so he has to actually have it. Why aren't we concerned even if he doesn't have it? Maybe he hasn't and we don't know about it. We have a brisa that says that we are choshish for that. If we don't know anything, then we have to be choshish, there's a kedushin. But if we know he has 200 zuz, then it's a vadei kedushin. If he says, that I show you masayim zuz, she clearly intends that that means that he's going to show her money that belongs to him. And if he shows her money on the shulchan because he's a money changer, that's no good. Pshita, of course that's no good. Even though someone gave him money to invest in a business, even that's not good enough because it's not his money to do as he pleases with it. It's only his money to invest in a business. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.